All right, welcome back. Today I'm going to go over something really cool and something that really changed everything that I did around my interactions with women once I figured it out. And that is, well, today's video is called Destroying Congruence Tests Part 2. So I had a Part 1 earlier in the ACPC training course. This one's the Part 2. So for this exercise I'm going to teach you today, this technique, it takes sort of a lot of balls to do this. So you need to just make sure that whenever you use it, you're aware that this is going to be something that's going to be a little bit difficult for you to kind of put directly into action, and that you're going to have to really like focus on and really practice in order to get it down right. Congruence tests, just to kind of recap, are tests that women will give you, and they give you these tests specifically to tell whether or not you are confident as a man, right? So these tests are by far some of the hardest to get past. Another kind of test is called a compliance test. But one of the main tests is this congruence test. So women will begin to give you these congruence tests in the form of like almost random insults for no reason at you. And you're just kind of like sitting here having to like take the blows and dodge, you know, and, you know, it can be really, really disheartening. So I'm going to teach you a little bit about how to get past this and how to make sure that you kind of come out the other side smelling like roses. And the first technique I taught before was a little bit easier than this one I'm going to teach now. This one's called plowing, right? I have a friend of mine, his name is Rob Judge, brilliant guy, by the way, very, very smart dating coach, and kind of a pickup artist guy, actually, but very, very intelligent. And he teaches a technique that's the exact same technique that I'm about to teach you now, only he calls it the Pacino, that's what he calls it. So it's a really cool way of explaining it. So I'll teach you my version of it in this one because this is my course, but if you get a chance to check out Rob Judge, go ahead and do it. The Pacino in his sense, but in my version is plowing. Plowing is essentially where you have a response to an insult from a girl that is out of the ordinary. And so out of the ordinary, in fact, that it makes it almost impossible for her to continue insulting you, right? So you got to think for a second. If you really thought that you were the shit, like the most awesome guy in the world, like your dick was made of gold, what would you do when a girl insulted you, right? Some guys would think, you might think, at least I did, that you might be offended, right? Like, oh, what are you doing? My dick's made of gold. Like, I'm amazing. Something's wrong with you, right? You're pent up. Like, you need some sexual release. Like, maybe you think that, you know? But that's not actually what you would do, to be honest. The truth is, if you had a whole lot of options, this wouldn't even occur to you that this was something that she would be saying. In fact, it would go in one ear and out the other. It would just be completely over your head. You would have no idea that it happened. It would be as if she never even said it. And that's exactly what you want to do for this technique. This is called plowing. And plowing basically is called that because you're just going to go straight through it. You're not going to try to dance around it or anything like that. You're just going to plow directly through her congruence test, and you're going to come right out the other side, right? Instead of bantering it away, like going, oh, you know, you're really cute when you're angry, that kind of thing, you're not even going to respond whatsoever. Now, this is really complicated for some guys because we have all these little micro expressions that we do with our face that show that we're uncomfortable, even if it's just for a split second, like this, or like, you know, breathing and widening the eyes a little bit when we get scared or nervous or like angry, we do this, or we like, you know, we push an underbite a little bit, like we're mad, or we clench our fist, things like this. These are things that we do that we don't think anyone else notices, but women will be looking for these signs. They'll be like, oh, I got this guy, you know, he's not very confident. Because if you're confident and you had a lot of options, you wouldn't really react to that, right? So here's what you have to do. This is the key. The key is, as soon as you start to hear something that she's saying that's insulting, you have to do one of two things for plowing. One is that you totally get distracted, which is just like this. Like she's like, oh, where'd you get that? And as soon as you see the look on her face that she's about to insult you, you just go like this. Oh, hold on a second. Sorry. And you go, hello? I'll call you back in a minute. Okay. What are we saying? You know, and then just go right back into it. Anyway, I was saying before, blah, 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 and continue talking. And then that's one way to do it. Or if you don't have your phone on you, if it's a really loud environment, you don't want to do this, of course, because like you won't be able to hear anything on the phone anyway. You can just turn your back for a second and look at someone else, right? So it's like you can just do this and wave and go like that for a second and then go, anyway, so blah, 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 and keep talking, right, on your own terms. And just whatever she says, as soon as you see it start to happen, you want to distract yourself. That's one technique. A second is for you to keep making eye contact with everyone in the group as if she's saying something that's going along with what you're saying, right? This is really powerful. So if she, so you're talking about, let's say you're talking about hanging out at the gym, right? Or people working out at the gym, right? So you're like, okay, oh man, I go to the gym. People are just like, oh, so like, rah, people are screaming and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's kind of laughing. And they're like, yeah, I know. I hate those guys that do that. I'm like, oh, I don't hate those guys, but they're definitely, got some testosterone that I don't have, you know? You know, when I'm working out, I'm just kind of like by myself, only by messing with me. And this girl comes out of the side sort of and goes, she says, you're scrawny. You don't look like you work out at all, right? I could break you, like snap you like a twig, right? So as she says this and you're kind of like going, I say this, oh yeah, I'm just kind of like, I work out. I don't want anybody messing with me. And she says, oh, you're scrawny. I could snap you like a twig. You don't work out. And then I go, here's the hard part. Hearing that statement and then continuing your thought train as if it never happened. This is the difficult part. This is the part that kind of gets you to the next stage and allows you to kind of take it to that next level. So what you want to do is you want to think back on the thing you just said and continue your sentence. So I just said that that I want to be alone. And the natural reaction would be to look at her and then go, anyway, or something, you know, like try to push her out of the group. That doesn't always work because if it's her group, she'll just step in and fight you for the group and you'll have to leave, right? So instead, you need to just plow over it. And the way that you do that is just to go, so she comes in, I'm just like, oh, I just want to be alone. I don't want anybody messing with me. She says, oh, I can snap you like a twig. You're tiny. Then my initial response right after that would be like, and you know, a lot of times that I am in the gym, it's not that I don't want to talk to anybody. It's just that I just, you know, I just kind of feel weird that everyone's wearing spandex and shit. It's almost like I'm, you know, we're all like bike riders riding bikes with our little helmets and our neon. You know, I don't know. It feels a little strange. It could just be something that I'm, you know, I have a problem with, but I'm not sure if anyone else understands that or feels that or not, but I kind of feel like they do, right? So I'm not even going to have her conversation. I'm just going to have my conversation. And if she wants to join my conversation, she can, but she's got to play by my rules. Otherwise, I'm not going to acknowledge her, right? It's, you can't look down. The hard part is like a lot of guys will hear an insult, look down for a second, and then pause and then go, where was I? And look all over and then say something, right? You don't want to do that. If you did that, then you have to just address her directly, you know, because you've already kind of shown that you heard that statement. But if you kind of make it seem like you were thinking about something the whole time she was talking, and then you get up, make sure that whenever you start looking around to keep talking, you're giving equal eye contact to everybody. So I'm like looking at her still. I also look at the girl who just said that, but I'm not going to like look at her and like smile or nothing that says I just heard what she said. More like, oh, I didn't even hear you, right? Just kind of looking around, whatever. And she may say, did you hear me? And you go, oh, hey, I'm Joshua, right? And nice to meet you. Like, you're not going to go, did you hear me? Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, you're being a bitch. So I just ignored you. You're not going to say that. You're just going to have your conversation. Until someone comes in and they're having your conversation, you're not going to have theirs. You're going to have yours, right? And this is sort of like one of the big revelations for me is that you can get past this process just by ignoring them, completely ignoring them until they start to play by the rules. And then you start to bring them in, right? So you treat them just like everybody else and you don't give them any extra attention because they're doing this for attention and power. As soon as you give them the attention and you give them the power, you're second string and that's the end of it for you. You fail the congruence test. But if you pass this and you ignore them for a minute while you're talking to everybody else and them, and then they give up and they start joining the group, they will be very attracted to you because almost no one passes that congruence test. So you'll be one of 1,000 guys that she talks to that actually knows how to get past that. So try it out. This is called plowing. Use it at your discretion. I know it's kind of scary, but you have nothing to lose because when you're getting insulted in that moment anyway, then you might as well go ahead and try to plow. If you have a friend who does this with you, or if you're in the members area, go ahead and I know you're in the members area because it's where you clicked on this video. Go ahead and try to find a guy who's near you and see if you can meet up with him and practice plowing. The way you do that typically is to insult him and then have him continue a conversation and then insult him again. And then have him do it. And then he does it to you. He's like, oh, you're dumb. You're stupid. You're ugly. Those are stupid shoes. Right. And then you continue your conversation as if he didn't even say that. And this will help you sort of get back in the quick mindset of figuring out how to get back in the conversation and get back going again so that you can continue it and you can plow through this. So try it out. Plowing, really powerful concept, really powerful technique. And I'll see you in the next ACPC video.